The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. Then he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Students, how many choirs of angels are there in heaven? Does anybody know how many ranks of angels? Michael?
Nine.
Michael, do you know any of the names of the choirs of angels? The cherubim? Anybody else? Who else knows some of them? Teresa? Oh, no. Grace. Seraphim? The cherubim and the seraphim? Owen? The archangels? Mark? The thrones? Christina? Dominions? Oh, this is great! Jacinta? The powers? Okay, so there's all these choirs of angels. So they're not all the same. Who are the angels who have the highest place in heaven? Joseph? Oh, the archangels actually are not the highest. It's those whom Michael said, the cherubim and the seraphim. So just like angels are not all the same in heaven, it's the same with human beings. When we go to heaven, we're not going to all have the same place. Our Blessed Mother Mary has the highest place after her son, and then so forth with all the rest of the saints. Is it wrong to want a really high place in heaven? No, every single one of us should want that. Gosh, I want to be the greatest saint I can possibly be. But what is our Lord saying to the apostles today? He says you should want a high place in heaven, not out of competition. Right? You shouldn't look at your classmates and go, "Well, so long as I have a higher place than him or than her." Not because we're competing with others, but because we love God so much, we want to love him as much as we possibly could. And it is love that determines our place in heaven. But what does our Lord say about love? If we truly love, it will lead us to service. We will be willing to serve those around us. Which is why our Lord can say, "Whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant." And I want to speak today just about one saint, because you can tell stories of all of them. But St. Maximian Kolbe, I've been reading a little bit about him recently. So everybody knows about St. Maximian. Oh, I never call him the choir, do I? Oh, I'll try to pay more attention to you. So everybody knows St. Maximian Kolbe.
gave his life so that a married man could live, so that he could return home after being in the concentration camp. But Maximilian Kolbe could only give his life because he lived his whole life that way. So he was the head. Like, who was the superior in the convent here? Oh, do you know who's the head of the convent? Who is Bob? Oh, Sister Ave Maria. She's just been promoted. So Sister Maria Rose, who's the principal, is also the head of the convent. But Mother might... So anyway. So St. Maximilian Kolbe was the head of his monastery. And guess how many brothers were under him? So Sister Maria Rose has four sisters in the convent. Maximilian Kolbe had over 700 brothers under him. And they said, the brothers would say after he died, he was oftentimes the first one to wake up in the morning, and he was the last one to go to bed. And many times at the end of the night, he'd return to his room, and there would be a brother waiting, saying, gosh, Father, I've been waiting all day. Do you have a few minutes to talk? And he would never refuse any of his brothers. Even if he was sick, no matter how exhausted he was always willing to pour himself out for them. When he was sent to Auschwitz, the reason why was because there was someone who had betrayed him. There was someone who was spying on the monastery, and they had turned him into the authorities. And he found this out, and 2 weeks before he went to Auschwitz, he was visiting with a religious sister. And he shared that news with her. The reason I'm going to Auschwitz is because someone has turned me in. And the sister said, oh my gosh, how could anybody ever do that? They're going to destroy your whole friary. 700 brothers giving their lives to God. And he said, sister, will you do me a favor? He said, I don't care what God does with the friary. That's up to him. But will you please pray for this man who betrayed me? I do not want his soul to be lost. I want him to go to heaven even though he's done this. That's how much he loved his brothers. Okay, two more quick facts. So when he got to Auschwitz, people were all starving to death. They would ration their food. They would give them almost nothing to eat so that their bodies became so weak they could hardly do any work for them. And so every day when they would come out with a tiny little bit of food, they might give them a small piece of bread, a little bit of soup. People would immediately, they'd grab that bread and they'd eat it as fast as they could. They were so hungry. People said after they got out of Auschwitz, oftentimes when St. Maximilian Kolbe would receive his daily ration of food, he would give it away because he saw how hungry everybody else was. If you wish to be great, you will be the servant of all. If you wish to be first, you will be the slave of all.